It's taller.
All right, it's 11:16. It's the invasion. Norm Hitchkiss, Donovan Lewis, with Saroy and Julie and Big Strong. It's the A-Team here ready to go, and we are excited because every year we get everyone geared up for the great State Fair of Texas. The Big Tex Choice Awards were a few weeks ago. I was an MC along with Mish Rod from New Country 96.3.
Yep.
All right.
That's correct. 96, you only walk by it every day.
Boy.
You're right next door, man.
I know. I know.
A Cumulus station.
That was tough. But yes. And we always have a good time with this. And Norm in studio right now, we have Carissa.
Howdy.
All right.
The love of our State Fair lives. Mm-hmm. What is your official title, Carissa?
Senior Vice President of Public Relations.
Senior Vice President.
I know. That senior means, beep.
That means the big office and the big paycheck. That's what I'm talking about. So we have the
all corny dogs.
2019 Big Tex Choice Award finalists in front of us right now. And to also indulge in this, her birthday was yesterday. We celebrated hard last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's my mother.
Mama
we call
Ben.
Her Mama Ben.
The best.
Whee!
Good. Yes, yeah, talk, you can. Mom. Good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Why do you look younger than Donovan if you're his mother?
Oh, I take care of myself.
There you go. We asked yesterday how old she was, and she said 37, and I went, boy. Whew, 37. You've been living it up then. But she's here. She's ready to eat. And we all are also. So, Carissa.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk. What do we have in front of us right now?
All right. So, to give you a little bit of background, you know, the Big Tex Choice Awards competition started earlier this summer. We had 49 entries this year from 30 of our concessionaires out at the fair. Of those, 33 were selected. We got bibs going on in here, y'all. 33 were selected as semifinalists. Now, it's a tough job, but I had to taste all 33 semifinalists in 3 days.
Did you really?
Yes. Yes. All right. It's tough. It was tough. But then it got narrowed down to 10 finalists. And now that's what y'all are going to be tasting here today.
Okay.
I will say we do not have the Calypso Island Shrimp Bowl. Unfortunately, Steve
what?
Couldn't make it.
Get out. Get out of here right now.
Okay, bye, y'all. No other food. Okay, right, just good. Kidding. But we are going to start with Fernie's Fried Burnt In Burrito by Winter Family Concessions.
Now, can I tell you this, Carissa?
Yes, you can tell me anything.
Is that, I
just
really
between
can.
This
yeah,
room, just
right.
us, mm-hmm. private.
While emceeing... And we had a chance to taste all of the foods.
Mm-hmm.
This was my favorite.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
Okay. Well, at the end of this, we're going to taste all savory items first. And everybody in the room gets to say which is their favorite.
Okay.
What they think should have won.
All right.
And then we'll do sweet and y'all can say what you think should have won in that.
Right. When we first read these, this is the one that knee buckled me.
I mean, burnt in.
I was like, this is going to be my thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, this is your jam. So y'all taste while I describe, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Mm.
The pinnacle of barbecue combined with everyone's favorite spicy appetizer. It starts with a large flour tortilla slathered with a jalapeno popper spread of cream cheese, savory bacon, Mexican blend of cheese, and a mildly spicy diced jalapenos. Next, they add a layer of pepper jack and finish with a generous helping of smoky nuggets of pure barbecue gold, burnt ends. It is folded burrito style and quick fried, lightly golden brown with a crispy, flaky crust. Now, this comes with a tangy barbecue sauce, a cherry pepper on top, and it's just one of those, I mean, melt in your mouth, spicy jalapeno pepper spread, melty cheeses. It's a definitive Texas feast.
Read that again.
You want to keep eating?
This is so good.
Yeah, that's amazing. The burn-in burrito and the fried outside... Oh, Dad.
Right?
Really oh, Dad?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, Dad.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that saying before. Oh, Dad.
Well, let's try oh, Mom.
Yeah,
oh, Mom. Oh, Mom can answer. I understand.
Very good.
Very good. Oh, this is great.
Oh, it comes with onion rings. Did you try the onion rings? Because they are money.
Yeah, I definitely did.
This is delicious.
Mama, what do you think? We got a winner already? Yeah,
well,
I got
she
you.
Has a
I got you right
food.
After a bite.
Yes, you did.
I
That's
saw
not
you.
Right.
Good timing.
That's not right. Good, right, Mom?
Very good.
There you go.
Very
All
good.
Right. That is.
Where's Julie? You getting in on this?
I am. I have one in my
little
room.
So, if y'all been to Ferris
here.
Wheeler's Barbecue,
mm-hmm.
they're providing some of the burn-ins
oh, okay.
to go into this.
Yeah.
What's more fitting? Ferris wheelers in the state fair?
Okay, all right. Boy, you are senior vice president. Awesome.
Just combining burnt ends and fried bread is such a beautiful thing.
I know. Who would have thought it?
Right?
Strong, how you feeling?
Oh, man.
All right, there you go. That's very
Who
good.
Who is running the board?
Don't worry about it. Hit go on we'll the carnival music.
What did Julie think?
Yeah, oh, you don't have headphones.
I don't have headphones.
Yeah, she's saying how much she is enjoying this right now.
Awesome. It's a beautiful combination.
All right, y'all want to keep chowing or you want to try the next thing?
No, let's keep going.
Okay.
That's amazing.
This is the first time in my 20 years at the ticket that no one's been running the show. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry.
Norm, what are you doing?
We're totally.
Jerry's right there.
That's right.
Making sure everything is great. All right, continue, Carissa.
Just like this next item. Ruth's Stuffed Fried Taco Cone by Ruth Hahn. So this is from who did the fried Jell-O a couple years ago that y'all loved. Okay, this is tender, savory, marinated, slow-cooked barbacoa served in an ice cream cone-shaped tortilla shell with black beans and cilantro lime rice. It is topped with pico de gallo, queso fresco, and homemade salsa verde. The perfect handheld treat to enjoy while strolling through the State Fair of Texas.
Now, can I tell you something?
Again, yeah.
Oh.
Always.
Whoever decided, was the first person that said, you know what? I need lime juice to enhance the flavor, needs a Nobel Peace Prize.
I totally agree.
It's the greatest accessory that we've discovered since water.
Well,
water's an accessory.
Oh no.
And by the way,
there has been
a substantial gap in time between those two discoveries.
I know. It's like water is ruled for so long, and now the lime with lime juice is just taking over, and there's you can put it in a drink.
Mm-hmm. Most importantly.
Put it on some food.
It's weird that if you put a lemon on tacos, that seems really weird, though.
But a lime?
A lime's
just
perfect.
Enhances everything.
Wow. Mama Vin, where are we at?
Okay, so what do we think of the taco cone, y'all?
Oh, okay, sorry, let me eat this.
The lime wasn't fried.
It's good.
It's good. That barbacoa.
I am waiting for Donovan's mom one of these years to taste something here and look at us and say, I don't think I like that.
Oh, no, she'll do it.
Will
Trust
he?
Me, yes.
Okay.
She will do it.
Not
She's honest.
Air.
She's
we
been
love
honest.
We love Mama Vin's honesty.
She's been honest ever since I've known her. That's been a long time. We met. She was perfectly honest with me as soon as I was born and said, you have the biggest head I've ever seen in my entire life. And then, boom, it's kept going the whole time. So trust me. She'll say it.
That right there was really good. That cilantro lime rice.
Again.
We're here for.
Lime.
All right, this is the biggest.
Discovered line.
This is the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Yes. So now you're about to have something the size of your head. The Southern Fried Chicken Fettuccine Alfredo Ball by Greg Parrish and the Parrish family.
Oh, good Lord. This is a ball?
That's a ball stuffed full of Southern fried chicken and fettuccine Alfredo, as it's described.
Gosh.
A golden fried ball filled with fettuccine Alfredo, Southern fried chicken bites, and mozzarella cheese. The ball is garnished with our house-made Alfredo sauce, grated Parmesan cheese, Italian parsley, fresh basil, and cracked black pepper. Served with a side of flash fried lemon pepper asparagus spears. There's your healthy. You got asparagus.
You need your green.
And a toasted garlic Parmesan baguette. A beautiful fusion where rustic Italian flavors are treated to our Southern hospitality.
Hey,
Mike, what are we thinking right now?
I mean, that's weird, but really, I mean, it's pasta like fried into a giant football, but
Well, the first thing we got to tell you is if you're thinking golf ball, no, think softball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the size you're dealing with
I'm
here.
I'm thinking more tetherball.
Okay.
Tetherball.
And by
what
the way,
a dumb game that is, right?
No, it
such
isn't.
A great, great.
It's
so
it's
fun.
Dumb.
And by the way, that'll be tethered to you for the next 30 years, right there.
We aren't talking about that. We're enjoying this food.
The bear only comes around once a year.
Yeah,
you can totally splurge.
Bear food has no calories.
That's right.
You walk around a lot out there, you know?
Exactly.
That's really because I lose weight at the fair.
All right. Uh-huh.
I like it.
Proof.
I like it.
Well, now, Mama Van, anybody who spends 12 hours there is going to walk around a lot, and your first day there is, do they have to shoo you out when they close the place?
Almost.
10 to 10, right?
10 to 10.
That is incredible. I don't remember the last time I went to the fair with my mom because she stays way too long.
What is that, first day, 10 to 10?
Yeah.
Just
they
the
get there
day.
When
just
it's open when it opens, and they don't leave until it closes. That's incredible.
Yeah, that Friday, we will have Mama Van on at 10.
Oh, yeah, we call.
10:01.
She's walking in.
That's right. And then when we call her at noon, when we wrap up the show, she's probably already had about three or four of the treats that are out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do we think about we're going to have a parade on opening day. At noon on the grounds.
How about that?
Yes, that's a new thing.
That's just for you, Mom.
Yep, just for Mom.
Just for you. All right, what do you think?
I think that's one of the weirdest things I've ever eaten in this fun game that we've been doing for many years. And I don't mean that bad. Like, I don't quite know what to make of this. It might be the best thing of the day, and it might not. I don't know yet.
I love it.
You do? The Alfredo deal?
The pasta ball, yes.
Julie loves it.
It's so good.
All right. Now, the last one on the savory, Carissa, is
Texas Cream Corn Casserole Fritters by Clint Probst. He's won several years and placed as a finalist. So this is why y'all taste, I'll describe. This is grandma's traditional cream corn casserole with a Texas twist. Cream corn, kernel corn, sour cream, cheddar cheese, and cornbread mix are combined into a batter. I just want to point out Mike is still eating the fettuccine Alfredo ball. Over.
Yep.
All right. So, and cornbread mix are combined into a batter, just like the classic recipe.
Mm.
To make our dish uniquely Texan, we add chopped bacon.
Chopped bacon.
And freshly diced jalapenos. Instead of baking, we fry, the corn casserole into crispy, lightly browned, fluffy pillows of frittery goodness. Four to an order are arranged around our signature cream corn queso blanco for dipping and sharing.
Goodness.
You can't hear Carissa, but Julie's making some weird noises in there.
Uh-oh.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good noises.
It is good.
Yeah, all right. Kind of tastes like a hot water cornbread type of deal filled with stuff. I don't think that they're going to ask me to make the descriptions officially, but it sounded good when I said it. All right, that's the end of the savory part. We will come back and we will taste the sweet, including the Big Red Chicken Bread. That's next on The Invasion on The Ticket.
Thank you, Chair.
It's 11:37. We have Carissa, the Senior Vice President of Stuff from the Great State Fair of Texas here in studio.
Senior Vice President of Fried Food.
Okay, right. And we are in the middle of tasting the 2019 Big Tex Choice Awards finalists. We just got through the savory. It is now time to get to the sweet. So, Carissa, let's make this happen.
All right. First, we're going to start off with Big Red Chicken Bread.
All right.
Donnie.
As Donovan said.
My favorite.
This new fair favorite starts with a homemade light, fluffy, melt-in-your-mouth, Big Red flavored frosting donut and served with a savory fried chicken wing resting in the middle of the donut. So long, chicken and waffles. Hello, Big Red Chicken Bread.
The chicken wing has sunglasses.
It does. Because if you look at it, when you get the full size item, it almost looks like a little chicken floating the Guadalupe on a little inner tube.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
That little donut does taste like Big Red.
I just want to clarify, because a few people thought this was Big Red gum. No. Not cinnamon. Drink. This is Big Red Drink. This is
soda.
A strawberry soda. Tastes very yummy.
Who thought it was the gum?
Several people. You'd be surprised.
You have to give me their names. My portion over there to Jer. That's what I think.
What, you can't do that one?
Oh, that tastes just like the soda. That is incredible.
And that chicken wing's not too shabby.
It tastes like a family reunion.
This is definitely the cutest one. Right?
Yes.
I'm kind of sad to eat that little face under the sunglasses.
Some things have to be sacrificed, Jules.
Okay.
Life
and
is
this
hard.
Chicken wing is one of them. That's very tasty. My mother's in studio. Mom, what do you think?
I think it's very good.
All right.
Does it taste like a family reunion to you?
I don't know about a family reunion.
Well, you know, family reunion, you have the soda and you have Big Red. That's all I'm saying.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Don't judge.
We're learning a lot about Donovan today.
Don't judge.
No judgment here.
All right. Let's continue.
All right.
Get one of these, Jared.
Get one of those.
All right.
That little Big Red donut is something. That's a little stick of dynamite.
I'm sorry.
So this next one in front of y'all is the Deep Fried Bayou Fruit Bites by Terrence and Lisa Henderson. This delectable dessert is produced using fresh fruit wedges that are battered, deep fried, and sensuously coated in a secret sweet confection. It is finished with creamy whipped topping and drizzled with warm caramel sauce.
Oh, Lord.
For those with an extra sweet tooth, we offer additional toppings like candy, chocolate chips, walnuts, pecans, and assorted berries. These Bayou Fruit Bites are deliciously delirious.
Mike, have you had one
Norm,
yet?
Norm, are you eating these?
Oh,
or no?
Yeah.
Norm, you talk if we're eating.
Hand me the fruit one here. It's fruit. Oh, yes, it's fruit. And fruit can't, even if you deep fry it, it's still got to be healthy, right?
Yep.
Ooh. I think so. All
right. It tastes light and fluffy. It doesn't taste
coating,
heavy at all.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good.
The coating on the fruit is so cinnamon sugary.
Mm-hmm.
It's delectable.
Well, that is good.
Mom, what do you think?
There we go.
I'm too busy eating.
Yeah, it's radio, Mom. You have to talk.
I know it.
Bayou Fruit Bites. All right.
It doesn't make you feel like you're being healthy when you bite into an apple or a peach or, you know, I mean, come on.
Wait, I've discovered some M&M's sprinkled in there, too.
Yeah. Reese's Pieces.
And all of
that's
that
what they
is,
are, Reese's Pieces?
Is optional.
Oh.
All of that's optional, but they went ahead and added it for y'all today.
All right.
Cool. Oh,
Julie, you good?
I'm good.
All right, very good.
All right.
On to the next one, Carissa.
Next one, Flamingo Tango. Mango like you've never tangoed before. Treat yourself with a refreshingly creamy mango twist, fried and drizzled with a kicky citrus glaze. Topped with whipped topping and served with a side of strawberry mango sorbet. Presto Chango, that tangy explosions of mango tango. You like that?
She's getting ramped up now.
Did you write this?
No.
I definitely wrote this.
But boy, you've been practicing that one. You ramped up right when you
That's
got
fun
to
say,
it.
Right?
Donnie would like a little umbrella in this one, please.
All right, I'll take it.
That'd be,
nothing wrong with that.
Ooh, there's a pink flamingo in it.
There's already a flamingo.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Mm-hmm.
So this one won Most Creative this year.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
And this is from the family, the Garza family. Last year, they did the arroz con leche that won Best Taste Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
they're good.
That y'all loved.
What do you think about that, Mike?
There's still two more to go?
Mango.
Yes.
Are you a big mango fan?
No, actually, I don't like mango that much, but as with everything, that's damn good. Damn good, Carissa.
All right, what's next?
All right. Next up is the Peanut Butter Cup Snookie by Michelle Edwards.
I remember this one on the list.
So, this is a warm, fresh-baked peanut butter cup cookie with vanilla ice cream adorned with a caramel and chocolate drizzle.
Oh, Lord.
The looks on their faces in here.
Like if you just ate this one thing.
Yeah. It has whipped cream and, of course, a cherry on top.
Wow.
Ooh!
There's so much going on this
If you
one.
Love peanut butter, I mean,
I
this is amazing.
I do love peanut butter.
And it's like one of the best cookies I've ever tasted.
You know what? It's really tough to even get to the cookie because of the peanut butter cups and the ice cream just working hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
Please.
Tell us, Donnie.
Tell
I can't
us
wait.
Donovan.
Yes.
That's good.
Mitchell back at the office is waiting to hear what you have to say.
There is something special about eating ice cream with a fork.
Here you go.
It makes
go,
it
Donnie.
Taste better.
You're
Seriously.
Here you go.
Limes, forks, and family reunions.
Because it feels like you're doing something wrong eating ice cream with a fork.
Rebel.
So, yeah, right. It's one of those things. And when you do it, like I feel that if I was growing up and I ate ice cream with a fork, I'd be admonished by my mom or dad. But now I can do whatever I want because I'm grown. Mm-hmm. And eating ice cream with a fork makes it all worth it.
Yeah, Mama Vin, how do you feel about that?
At the end of it, you can use the fork to fork the cookie. And get, so to speak.
Sounds dirty.
Oh, boy, that was
I don't know.
Close. That's really close. I don't know what you guys do in Little Lamb, but you don't here. You don't bring that over to Duck and
Norm and Mary.
Okay.
What?
Jer's enjoying that one. Mm-hmm. He's got his pen going.
Okay. Y'all ready to move on?
These peanut butter cups over this makes makes life worth living.
Wow.
Jesse.
I hope Michelle is listening right now.
Why don't you take that into Jer just so he can enjoy the peanut butter song by himself?
Oh, my gosh.
Jer is actually back for those stations.
Well, yeah, because if I stay in there, I'm going to eat everything.
He was doing his job before, Norm. What are you doing?
Fast and loose over here, y'all.
All right, last one.
Yeah, I can't, okay, can't see exactly what's going on.
Thinking about
in here.
Which of your favorites out of all of these are as you're tasting this last one, too. So this one is the Quick Fried Black Gold Truffles by Glenn and Sherry Cusack. This little decadent treat is made from thin chocolate cookies crushed into crumbs. They then add deliciously rich cream cheese and mix until creamy. Super sweet mini white chocolate chips are added to make this truffle an unforgettable piece of gold. They hand roll into balls and coat them in a golden breading consisting of vanilla wafers, cornflakes, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Then fry to a delicate crunch on the outside and creamy sweetness on the inside. The quick-fried black gold truffles are topped off with fresh whipped cream and then drizzled with chocolate syrup and a juicy cherry.
Ooh!
There's lots of heavy breathing going on in here in case y'all can't hear that.
Boy, that hits you hard, man.
You're in there.
Jer.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. How are we ever going to choose?
That,
so
Donovan,
good.
What? Would you pass over your maraschino cherry there, please?
There you go.
Are you going to do the trick where you tie it up?
Oh, no,
dear God, please don't. I think everybody will run out of here.
I've seen him do that.
We have a lot of young people in here.
I've seen him do it also, and it's really creepy, and I'm going to HR if you do it again. Oh, that is rich, man.
A little bit goes a long way.
That hits you. Yeah, I'm telling you, you take a huge chunk of it, and you go, oh, my gosh, that is...
And they're they're little.
They are tiny. Packs a big punch, though, Carissa.
Yeah, I know. But it doesn't make you feel as guilty.
No, it does, but it's really good. Like, no calories in dessert, so we don't worry about it. Right, Mom?
That's true.
Okay, very good. So quiet.
All right.
She's so quiet around everyone.
That's okay.
I have
thoughts.
So thinking back to your savory items. What would you each say? We'll go around the room and y'all each tell us what you think is the best taste savory.
I have my number one, and it's the Fernie's Fried Burnt End Burrito. That is incredible.
All right.
Mike?
See, I don't know whether to vote, if creativity should count more.
Well, there's one that gets creativity. there's a most creative award that y'all can give as well.
Because the Southern Fried Chicken Fettuccine Alfredo Ball is one of the most creative things I've ever heard of or tried. I mean, that is unreal. It's delicious. But if you're going to put burnt ends in a burrito, that's, I guess, a little bit more delicious. And that taco was not messing around either with the barbacoa and the cilantro lime.
No, it's
I didn't
not.
Know I was going to love that much, but I got to go with the fried burnt end burrito.
Okay.
I'm going to balance that off by going to the taco, Mike.
Yeah?
I thought it was great.
It's great.
Mother?
Great.
My number one was the...
Mike, microphone, close.
My number one was the burnt end burrito.
All right.
My second one was the Texas cream corn casserole.
All right.
Very good.
My third one was the fried taco cone.
All right.
And the fourth was the Alfredo ball.
All right, Jules?
I think that the...
Oh, whoa, Julie.
Wow, Julie, say excuse me next time.
That was not me, Jared.
Wow.
I think I'm going with the cornbread balls with the queso.
What? The casserole fritters?
Yeah, I love queso, and I can't stop eating that one. But the pasta ball is actually my number two.
Okay, wow, very good. All right, now let's go to the sweet, Mike.
Burn ends.
Okay, Jared, burn in burrito?
Oh, yes. What one
very
was
good.
The taco cone? At
yeah,
the
what
awards.
One was the taco cone, yep. Yes. Yep. All right, Mike, sweet.
Okay, same kind of thought, peanut butter cups and ice cream on top of a cookie, who's not going to like that? And it's unbelievable, but dude, the black gold truffles, that's just some dense flavor, delicious, rich. I don't know if I've ever tasted anything like that. Give me the quick fried black gold truffles by Glenn Cusack.
There you go, Mother.
My number one was the peanut butter cup.
Okay, the cookie.
Cookie,
all right.
Snooki.
Mm-hmm. The Snooki.
Jules?
Snooki. Easy.
All right.
It's a vote for the Snooki.
I'm going to have to go with Big Red Chicken Bread. Oh,
that was decided earlier.
That's my number one. No, that peanut butter cup Snooki is fantastic. And you give me a fork to eat.
Peanut butter jelly time. Norm, you got a vote here?
Anytime you combine peanut butter, cookie, ice cream, caramel, chocolate, whipped cream, cherry, and you call it a Snooki, how do you vote against that?
There you go.
Yeah.
Carissa, thank you so much. We really appreciate you and your staff of thousands.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Bring the food up here. We will see you guys at the Great State Fair of Texas.
Can't wait.
Opening
Friday, September 27th through Sunday, October 20th.
Turn off your mic if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Make it stop, Jared.
You make it stop.
I'm talking. It can't be me. I can't burp and talk at the same time.
You're that talented.